Okay, today's daf is daf lamed beis. We're going to begin with daf lamed aleph amud beis, the last four lines, the Mishnah, last five lines. The Mishnah says the Mishnah is going to talk about certain averos to which a woman dies in childbirth, and one of them is not being careful with the mitzvah of ner shel Shabbos. Shalosh averos nashim meisos bishas leidasim. Women die during childbirth for three sins. Al she'enon zehiros benida b'chalav adlakas ader. They're not careful with the halacha of nida, with the halacha of separating chala, and with the halacha of lighting candles. So the Gemara says, nida mai taima. What's the connection between a woman who's not careful with the prohibition of nida with dying in childbirth? Amar Yitzchak, ki kilkala b'chadri bitna, l'fichach kilka b'chadri bitna. Because she rebelled in sin that has to do with, her blood that is inside of her, so therefore she will be punished inside of her as well. At the time, in other words, when her child comes out. So the Gemara says Tenach Nida. So that makes sense when it comes to Nida, but Chalav Adlakas Hader by Kalabeba. What can you say for the reason of death when it comes to not paying attention to or not being careful with the mitzvahs of challah lakas ader? So the Gemara answers, kidedar shahug lila, just like that sage from the Galilee made a drasha ale de Rav Chista when he expounded in front of Rav Chista. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, God said, revizdam nasati bachem, I gave you a revius of blood that, I guess Rashi explains that a person's life depends on this revius of blood, that less than that you can't live. So, al iske dam hisharti eschem, on matters of blood I warned you. Reishis karasi eschem, so I refer to you as the first. That Yirmiyahu refers to Klal Yisrael as Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasa, that we are sort of the first of God's grain, as it were, as God's produce. So we're the first. So therefore, Val Iske Reishis and the mitzvah of Chala, that's called Reishis also, Reishis Ariso Sechem, he's Harti Eschem, I warned you about. Nishama Shenasati Bachem Kriya Ner, the soul that I gave you is called a Ner, is called a light. And also, iske ner, he's harti eschem. And on matters of the lamp, I warn you, imatem ekaimim, if you observe this, these mitzvos, motov, that's good, vimlav, and if not, hareni no tel es nishmaschem, I will take your soul. And the Gemara says, "Umayishna bishas leidasan." Why specifically in the time of birth that the women are punished for these sins? Amarava nafal Torah chader lesakina. The ox who is about to be slaughtered, and so the knife shechs him before he gets up. So to the woman before in the time of her birth, she's in a state of sakana, a state of danger, and her mazel, her mazel is bad, her luck is bad, and therefore she is more prone to have punishment befall her in a time of sakana. So she has to be. We all have to be more careful in times of danger that we shouldn't be. Danger shouldn't befall us because of punishment. Abai said, "Tapish tirosh amsa." So the sin. The sin is greater for the maidservant to her master. Bechad machtera leheve, with one hit, she could be hit for everything. So to a woman in a time of her birth, when she's giving birth, she could stand to be punished with the suffering of the childbirth because of the sin of Chava. And then we join together with all of the other punishments of her sins. And so in other words, the sin of Chava is most evident at this time, and therefore, or because, and the punishment, because what how was Chava punished? She was punished be'etzev tel dibanim, that she would be, she said, with sadness she will give birth to children. So because of that, so therefore she is punished for her sin. So therefore she's more prone to be punished during the time of childbirth. Rav Chisda Amar Shivke L'Ravya D'Minaf Shinafil. Leave the, leave the drunkard, in a sense, from falling, because he will fall by himself. So too, the woman who is about to give birth, she needs rachim, she needs Hashem's mercy, that Hashem should open her womb. And it should be sufficient that Hashem should cause her not to, her womb should not be open, and she might die herself. So again, so it's another mashal, I guess, of a woman in a state of childbirth, that it doesn't take a lot to unfortunately kill a woman in this state, because she needs additional mercy during this time. And it doesn't take a lot to harm a woman in a state of childbirth. Mar Ukva gives another mashal. Raya chagra v'izeh v'hatan. Someone who shepherds, if the roa is, I guess, a lame, and the goats run really quickly, he can't catch up to the goats. So in order to hit them for their sins. So above chutra mile. However, when the goat reaches the corral, so there the shepherd can hit her for her sins. Va'abe dare chushbana, and in the pen, so that's when the cheshbon, the calculation comes for all the sins of the goats. So to a woman when she's healthy, sometimes her merits protect her, and there's no power for the accusing angel to mention her sins. However, when she gives birth and she is in a state of danger and she needs a miracle, so then we check her deeds to see if she's worthy or not. Rav Papa gives another mashal. Abba chenvasa nefishi achei merachame. On the opening of the store, where there you give out food, and then there's a lot of wealth, there are many good friends, and there's everyone's friends with each other, with the store owner at the opening of the gate of the store, because he's giving a lot of food. But above bizione lo ache v'lo rachme, but in a place of loss and poverty, there are no brothers, there are no friends. So to a woman, when her luck is good, she has a lot of things that intercede on her behalf from those angels who want to accuse against her. But in times of birth, where she is in a state of danger, so her mazel, her luck, is sort of not so great. And therefore, there aren't as many angels, I guess, to intercede on her behalf. And therefore, the power of the accusing angels to cause punishment is much greater. So that's why there's a greater chance for a woman to die in times of her childbirth for her sins more than any other time. Okay. Now, after we learn that a woman, that's when she is most prone to, unfortunately, suffer because of her deeds at the time of birth. So the Gemara explains, when are men punished? When are they checked? You know, when are they most vulnerable to be punished for their sins? The Gemara asks, "V'gavre heichad mibadke?" When are men checked? So Rish Lakish b'shal she'ovrim al gesher, when they are crossing over a bridge, and they're not. They need a miracle so that the bridge. We're probably talking about a crooked bridge. Not all bridges had the engineering that they have today, so that would be a time. So when perhaps their deeds are checked to see whether they're fit for a miracle or not. The Gemara asks, a gesher v'tula only when they cross a bridge. So Gemara says, ema kein gesher, any type of danger that's like crossing a bridge. For example, when they are walking by a crooked wall that might fall, and they need a miracle so it won't fall on them, or when they go out on the road. So all these things all these situations. Also, that's when they're checked to see whether they're fit for a miracle or not. So the Gemara continues on this, and it says that many Amoraim, how would they act when they would go to travel? Rav lo avar b'mavra. Rav would not cross a river on a boat. the Yasid Bey Ovek Chavim, where there was a non-Jew who was sitting there, Amar, because he would say, Dilma Mifkidei Leidin Alai, maybe at the time of this travel, the non-Jew would, I don't know, he would be remembered for his sins, that maybe he violated one of the Shemis Bnei Noach, and there would be a decree that the boat would sink, Umit Fisina Badei, and I'll get punished with him. In other words, according to this, if he was like flying on an airplane, you got to make sure that you're only with Jews. I guess only fell Elal, I guess. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Shmuel lo avar el bama bara the east bay ovek lachavim. Shmuel also would only cross a river where there was a, he would only cross where there was a non-Jew. Amar is the opposite. Stana betray ume lo shalit. Satan would not rule over two nations at once. He wouldn't punish both me and another nation. So he would want to be on a boat with a non-Jew. Rav Yanai Badek V'Avar. Rav Yanai would check the boat to make sure there's no hole in the boat before he would travel with it. Rav Yanai Latameh. Rav Yanai would follow. This follows his reasoning. Damar Lolam Al Yamad Oman B'Makom Sakana Lomar Shosim Lanei. A person should never place himself in a danger to say, oh, that a miracle is going to happen to me. Shema Inosim Lanei, because maybe an ace won't happen to him. Imosim Lones, and if a miracle does happen to him, so Menachim lo mischu Yosef, so then he's going to lose merits in Olam Haba. So he would never want to try to be saved because of an ace. He would just want to be act appropriately, and good things happen to him for acting normally, b'derech hateva, in a normal way. Amar Rabbi Chanin, Maikra, Rabbi Chanin says, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, how does the Pasuk hint to this? That when you are saved because of a miracle, so therefore that impacts your merits in the world to come, that we find with Yaakov. He says, Katonti mikol chasadim kol ha'masish, that Yaakov said, I've become less, I've become small because of the kindnesses and all the truth that God has done with his servant, with Yaakov Avinu. That he's saying that because of all these things, that God has done so much good to Yaakov, so now he's afraid that maybe Esav can harm him because he doesn't have as many zechuyot to him, anymore, as much merit. Rabbi Zeira biyoma deshusa lo nafik lebeine dikle. Rabbi Zeira, in a time where the southern wind would blow, that was very strong and could cause danger, so he wouldn't travel between the, he wouldn't go out between the palm branches because that could create a situation of danger for him. Amar Avitzak prayed to Rav Yehuda. The son of Rav Yehuda said, "Loli vakish on rachim shel yechla. A person should always ask for mercy. They shouldn't become sick. Sheim yechla omrim lo haves chus vipater. Because if he was sick, what do people say in Shemayim? Or what do they say in Shemayim? Let him bring a chus, a merit that he should be saved. He didn't want to lose his chuyot. Amar Mar Ukva says, "My crowd. What pasuk hints to this? Ki pol hanofel mimenu." It says you should make a fence in for your roof, because yipol nofel mimenu. Why does it mean mimenu? Because after he fell, so he's saying the following, that since after he fell, mimenu lahavi raya, that from his deeds, ki yipol nofel mimenu, from his merits, he's going to have to bring a proof to save him. Now, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, because what he's saying is that even though it means, literally, the pshat means he will fall from the roof, but here it says that he will fall from his deeds, and he'll need deeds in order to save him. Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, ki yipol nofel mimenu, ro'i ze lipol mishish me'abreishis. This person who falls from the roof, he is fit to fall from the 6 days of Bereishis. So that was his destiny. And if there was a makkah, he would have died in another place. So he says, and where is this hinted? Sharei lo nafal, that when the Torah was still given, he didn't fall, and still the cause of Kro nofel. The Torah still calls this person a nofel. Even from the time that the Torah was given, this person is called a nofel. That means he's destined to fall. Elishemagoglin tzchus, but because ayudei zakat, but because this person did something good, so therefore he gets his chus. V'chova ayidei chayev. And also, a bad thing that was supposed to happen would happen to someone who is chayev. And therefore, we say that the person who fell fell. Why? Because of the Baal HaBayis, because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Makeh, and that's why the person fell. Now, this is another way to understand the pasuk. It's not that when the person falls, we need a schus in order to save him. This is something different. Ki pon hanofel mimenu, that what we're saying is that the person who fell should have died, mishish shemei abreishis, he was destined to die, but we tie his death to someone who did a sin, who didn't put a makeh on the fence.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Does this make somebody a shogeg or mazed for not putting a fence up? Or, you know, in other words, are we saying that if you don't put a fence, you're amazed, and somebody dies, that you're amazed?
So, no, we're saying that you're negligent. You're certainly negligent. You're certainly responsible. But you would not go into galus, because you only go into galus if for an action and not for... And for an act of commission and not an act of omission. In other words, the person here is certainly negligent. Maybe he did this intentionally, but at the very least, he's certainly engaged. This certainly is an act of a negligence. But since this is an act of omission, he would not go to galus for this, because the case of galus is only an act of commission. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis teach, Misha Chalav Venata Lamus, someone who is sick and he's about to die, Amrulo, people standing around him say, he's Vada, confess on your sins, Shekain Kol HaMumsim Hizvadim, said that anyone who dies because of Beis Din, we should make him confess. And the Bryce continues, Adam Yotze Lashuk, a person goes out to the marketplace. Yehi Doma Beinav Kamisha Nimsar Le Sar Diot, that anyone, since that there are many fights between Jews and non-Jews in the marketplace, that it should be in his eyes to a police officer that goes before the shofet, and he should ask for mercy, that he shouldn't get harmed. So too, someone goes out to the marketplace needs to ask for mercy, that he shouldn't get into a fight. In other words, the Bible simply continues that you should daven. That you shouldn't get into a quarrel when you go out into the marketplace. And the Braisa says, Chosh Birosho, someone who's, let's say, not feeling well, he don't be enough commission is sanuhu bekolar, that it should be imagined in his eyes as if they put him in chains to bring him to court and he needs mercy. Allah lamita v'nafal, someone, let's say, is bedridden, he's sick. He don't bainav kami she ha'aluha legardom. It should be in his eyes as if he's going to court where he is being tried for a capital crime, ladin, lidon, to be judged. Shekola ola legardom lidon. That anyone who goes to this court to be judged, imyeshlo praklitim, if he has defense attorneys, gedolim, great ones, nitzol. If he has the best lawyers, he could be saved. If not, he don't need so, he can't be saved. So too, someone who is bedridden, he also needs, angels or chuyot to help him in order to be saved from death. Ve'elohim praklim shalda. But what are the praklitim of a person? What can serve to save a person? Tshuva masim tovim. Repentance and good deeds. Even if 999 angels are tell him that he should be guilty, and one tries to find a merit for him, Nitzel, he's safe. Shenemar, Imeshalah Malach Melitz Echa Mini Elef Lahagi Lalam Yisharo Vayechunenu. So in Pasuk Eov, the Pasuk says that even if there's one angel to intercede out of 1,000, and he shows grace, and God will say to the angel, redeem him, and he shouldn't go down to the netherworld because of the merit that he's melamed, this one zchus, this can redeem his soul. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher b'Yosef Glilo merafilu tshamios v'shishim v'shishim also malach l'chovav echad l'zchus. Even that angel that testifies on the person, 999 chovos, ways to find him guilty, but he found one way to find him innocent, nitzel, he is saved. So we see that the power of even doing one good deed. Okay, now we're going back. Now the Mishnah is going to, the Mishnah we saw earlier that said that that through three sins a women die in the time of childbirth. Tana Rabbanan, Shalosh Averos Nashim Medos Yoldos. So women on the three sins that we saw, women die in situation of birth. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Nashim Mesos Yolados, he argues, and he says, on these three sins, women die in their youth. Vacha Omer, Ba'avon Shemechabsos, Tzoas Benehem. And he says, women die in their youth with the sin that they wash their children's, they wash their dirty clothing, and with the children's dirty clothing, and on Shabbos, and so they violate the prohibition of Malabin. That's why. V'yesh omrim al shekorin la Aron HaKodesh Arna. Because they, women are punished because they call an Aron HaKodesh in Shul a Stam Aron, and therefore they're Mavaza the Aron. I guess these were maybe common sins in these days. Okay, and so Tanya Shmuel ben Elazar Omer, Bavon Shnei Dvarim Amei Haratzos Mesim. By the sin of two things, these ignoramuses die. Your average Amorites die in their youth. Al shikorin la'aron hakodesh aronav, al shikorin le'beis haknesses beis am. Because they're mevaza, they disgrace the aron hakodesh and the shul by calling them mundane names. They don't treat them with respect. Okay. Above, there was a brisa that the Chachamim Rabbi Elazar debated as to whether the three sins caused women to die in the time of childbirth or whether in their youth. The Gemara is going to bring now another brisa with respect to this. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Shlosha Bitke Misa Nivru Beisha. There are three types of sins to which we check a woman in the time of danger. Vamri La, and some say Shlosha Divke Misa, that there are three sins that hasten their death before their time. And what are they? Nida, Chal, and Lakas, and these three sins of Nida, violating Nida in relation with a woman's in state of Nida, not separating Chala appropriately, and lighting candles, not lighting candles. So Chada, Kerab Eliezer, so one Nusach, one text about that they die earlier when they Divke Misa, that's like Rabbi Elazar, right? And that's Divke Misa, means they die in their youth. Chada Kerabarad, and one when they stay, when they're in a state of Sakano, that for these sins they could die because of their state of danger, that's like the Rabbanan. Okay. Earlier we mentioned that the reason why they die in their youth, right? And now there's a brisa that hints to this, another reason for this. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Mer, Hilchos Hekdesh, the laws of Hekdesh, Trumos and Maestros, Hein Torah, the Gufe, Torah. These are the main aspects of Torah, Hekdesh, Trumos, and Masros. Okay? So, Vinim Seru, La'ame Aretz. And even though these are such main aspects of Judaism, the Torah believed every person, even if he is an Am HaAretz, to say that I separate Trumos and Masros and Hekdesh and Beis Din doesn't need Shomrim, don't need people to watch over this. And, okay, so therefore they can, so that we can assume that they did the right thing. Tanya, so again, right, the Am HaAretz here refers to those who typically are not so careful and not so scrupulous in laws. But they are, that we assume that they're believed to say that they separate Trumos and Masros and we don't have to be concerned that maybe they made certain things Hekdesh and they retracted. Okay, so now that the Mishnah mentioned why women die in the time of childbirth, the Gemara is going to bring another brisa about death and other punishments that come as a result of certain sins. Tanya b'nasin omer v'avon nedar mesa isha shel adam shenemar imein lecha l'shalem lo mikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. That because if someone doesn't keep nedarim, a woman can die because of a man who makes a neder. So that this punishment is mida k'neged mida, measure to measure. If he says, if you don't complete your neder, why should he take your mishkavcha, the one who you lay with instead of you, and that refers to someone's wife. Rabbi Omer Bavon Nedarim Banim Mesim Kshem Ketanim. Rabbi said by the sin, because of the sin of the Nedarim, children of the one who makes the nether dies when they are young. Shenemar Al Titein Es Picha Lachti Es Besarechav Al Tomar Theam Hamal Kishkago Hi Lama Yiksof Elkim Al Kolecha Vechibel Es Maaseh Yadecha. Then Kohelet says, why do you cause your mouth to sin and just say to the angel, it was a mistake? Why should God get angry about your voice? And what harm the mice, your handiwork? Eze maise yadav shel adam. What is considered the handiwork of man? Have yomer banav benosav shel adam. The children of a person. Tana rabbanan. Bavon nedarim banim meisim divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. By the sins of nedarim, the children die. And Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda, this is opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda Nasi Omer, bavon bitol Torah. They die because of bitol Torah. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Laman Damar Bavon Nedarim Kidarim. I understand. We have a pasuk, we have a source that children die for the sins of Nedarim. Elaman Damar Bavon Bitol Torah. Mikra. Where's the hint of the pasuk that the children die for the sin of Bitol Torah? Dixiv Lashav Hikesias Berecha Musa Lolokachu. For the sin, I smote your children. They didn't take Musa. They didn't learn Torah. And he said, by the sin of the Darim, you can learn from here, Lashav, Al Iske Shav, on lying in your Nedarim, then I smote your children because of this. Michti, let's see. Isn't that the same position we said earlier? The Rabbi, Bavon Nedarim Kamar, and Rabbi said that the Braisa says that they died because of Nedarim. So we see one says it's Nedarim and one says it is because of Bittul Torah. I'm sorry. He says that in the first Braisa it says Bavo Nedarim they die. And the second Braisa he says right. One says because of Bittul Torah, one says because of Nedarim. And the Gemara answers that he says, Basar Dishama me Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So he said, after this, he said, the Rabbi in the first Braisa was learned after he heard this teaching from Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that they die because of the Dharma. In other words, initially, Rabbi held that they die because of Bittul Torah. And that's what we learned in the second Braisa. But after he heard from Rabbi Elazar, the name of his father, Rabbi Shimon, that was the Rebbe of Rebbe, that they died because of the sin of Nedarim, then he changed it and he followed him. So he changed his mind. Okay. Pligi bar, Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yossi, Chadabar Bavon Mezuzah Chadabar Bittul Torah. So now they have other sins they died, that you died for, the children died for. One is because of Mezuzah, one because of Bittul Torah. So Laman da Amar Bavon Mezuzah, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. Because we have in the Shema, what do we have? In the Shema it says, "Uchsaftem al mezuzos beisechel visharecha," and then it says, "Laman yibu yimechem v'mei v'neichem." So if you don't do mezuzah, then your children will not have long life. So that goes on the pasuk before it, v'lo lifnei panav, but it doesn't go that much before, right? Because what does it say? It says, "Limadatem osam es v'neichem," teach Torah. Right, and then it says Ksata al mezuzos, and then it says Laman yibu yimechem. So according to the one who says that the children die because of the sin of mezuzah, so that they're connecting the Laman yibu yimechem to what's immediately prior, which is mezuzah, but not what's prior to that, which is limud Torah. Well, Laman damar bavon bittul Torah mikra nidrash lefanav velifnei panav. And the one who says they also die for the sins of Bittul Torah, so they also darshan, they also connect not only what's in front of it, but what's in front of that which is in front of it. So okay, so now plei bas. Now we have a debate about this. Rabbeir of Yitz Rabbi Yehuda, Chadamar Bavon Mezuzah, Vachadamar Bavon Tzitzis. So one says they die, the children die because of the Bittul Mezuzah. And one says because of the bittul mitzvah sitzes. Bishlamad amar bavon mezuzah. I understand according to the opinion it says they die because of the sin of mezuzah. Dichsi v'chsata al mezuzah b'sechel, ksi basri, laman yibu yimechem v'neichem. Because the pasuk says that you should write about mezuzah, then it says so that your children should live. Well, my time up. But according to the opinion that says they died because of the mitzvah of tzitzis, what's the reason? Amrav Kanavi say Mashila Mari Dirsiv Gan Bichnafayich Nimtzu Dam Nefashos Evyonim Nekiyim. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu which says also with your knafayich. So they expound the pasuk that because of the bittul, the nullification of the mitzvah of tzitzis that's in your knafayim, that's on your corners of your garment. So therefore Nimtzu Dam Nefashos Evyonim Nekiyim. Therefore, the children who are young, who are Nekiyim, who are innocent from sin, will be punished. From Nachman by Yitzchak Abar Labad, the Abar Bavod Mezuza, the Abe Behacha. According to the opinion that says that because of the sin of Mezuza they die, also learned from here, Dechsev Lo Babachteres Mitzasim. That they darsh it out, she'asu psachim kebachteres. That Rav Nachman says, according to the one who says that they die because of the sin of mezuzah, you could also learn from this pasuk that lo bebachteres mitzasim, and we darsh in the pasuk that they engaged, that they made the psachim, the openings, complete that are obligated mezuzah like a cave. That are exempt from mitzvahs. In other words, they fashioned their openings in a way that they would not be obligated in mezuzah. Okay. Now, once we're talking about that, because of the sin of tzitzis, the children die when they're young. The Gemara brings a passage regarding the reward for observing mitzvahs. Amar Reish Lakish kol hazoyer b'tzitzis zocha. Someone who's careful in the mitzvah tzitzis merits 2,800 servants. So you say, because of the reward of tzitzis, that each person observes with his garment. So, everyone will hold in their garment, 10 people from every nation that will want to serve him. And since there are 70 nations in the world, so there will be 700 people that will serve him. So that's 700 times 4, that's 2,800 garments, 2,800 people. In other words, you have 10 people from every nation, 70 nations, 700 people. And 4 quarters of your garments is 2,800 people. So that's this 2,800 that's mentioned, by Zechariah, that he says, in those days, 10 people from all the nations are each going to hold a corner of a Jew's garment. Okay. The Gemara returns to the Braisa, which talks about punishments that come from certain sins. And he brings a simon, Sana, Chala, Truma, Nigzels, Dina, Shvush, Shifuchta, Giluya, Benavlusa. So you can explain different types of sins. So okay, Tanya, we learn a brayso of the Chemer there says, Bavon sinas chida, because of the sin of baseless hatred, Meriva Rava besoch beso shel adab, quarrels will happen in someone's house, Veishto mapelos nefalim, and a woman will unfortunately abort, have to have miscarriages, Ubara vidosa shel mesim kshim katanim, and children of a person will die when they're young. This is Mida Keneged Mida, because he distanced love from his friends, and because of that, this will cause, basically, his loved ones will be taken from him. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bavod chala ein bracha bi mechunas. So there will not, because of the sin of separating chala, there will not be blessing in the storehouses of wine or oil. V'me'era mishtalachas b'sha'arim, and curses will be sent in the prices of wine and oil, that they'll be sold because of there won't be so much, so it'll be hard to buy. V'zorim zorim v'achirim ochlim, and you will plant seeds and other people will eat them. And what's the source of all this? Shedebar, because it says in the Tochacha, Afario says, Zos Lachem, I will also do this for you. Vivkati Alechem Behalal, bring about you the Behalal. What's the Behalal? Shachefes, Kadachas, Bechal, Sidai, Medivus, Nafesh, Uzratim, Lerik, Tarachem, Vachalu, Oivechem. Al Tikre Behalal, Ela Bechala. Ah, what's Behalal? Because of the sin of Chala. So I'm going to cause you to lose all these things, what you gathered into your storehouses. And because of, I will bring about a curse with the food. Vim nosim, ah, but if you give chala to the Kohen Mizbarach, you'll be blessed. Shedabar. Vereshis ariso sechem titnu la Kohen, that the first of your of your grain you will give to the Kohen of your chala. Lodiach brach al beisacha, to bring about food to your house. Then the Gemara, the Brisa continues. Bavod, Bitul, Trubos, Basros, Shabayim, that sorry, Behori, Talabatar. If you don't separate Trubos and Maestros, the heaven will be stopped for bringing about rain. Vehayoker, Hove, Vasachar, Avad. And because of the lack of grain, that it'll be very expensive. And people without profit anymore. People are going to chase after Pardasa, after some kind of sustenance, so that they won't find any. Shenemar. Tzia gam chom yigazlu yime sheleg she'ol chato. Pasuk in Eov says, Tzia gam chom yigazlu yime sheleg she'ol chato. The Gemara explains, by Bashba, how do we understand this pasuk? Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel, Bishvil, Tvarm she'tzi visi eschem. So the Lashon of Tzia is the Lashon of Tzivor. Because of the things that I commanded you, Bimos HaChom, because it's Tzia Gam Chom, right? That's the Gam Chom. Because of this, because of the commandments in the summertime, which is what? The gathering of the grain. We gather the grain in the summertime. Because of the commandments related to summertimes, i.e. Trumos and Masros, that you didn't do, v'lo asisim, you didn't do this. Yigzlu mikem, meme shelag bimosak shamim. So then what's going to happen? The rain will be stolen from you in the days of the snow. And therefore, there will be a drought, and therefore everything will be expensive, and you're not going to be able to find anything. Ah, ba'im nosim, but if you do give trubos and basros, so in that case, Misbarchim, you will be blessed. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Havios kol ha'maiser al beis ha'otzar v'hi terapavesi v'chaduni na bazos omar shemitzvakos." Bring for me all the maiser, all the tithing to the storehouse, and there will be food in my house. V'chanoni zna bazos. And because of, I'll give chayin with this, and I'll grace you, and with this, imlo eftach lachem es arubos hashemayim varikosi lachem bracha blidai, and with this, I grace you, I'll cause you chayin, if I do not, open out the windows of the heaven, and I'll cause to pour out to you bracha, blessing, ad blidai, I'll cause you so much blessing, Ad bli dai. So was it my ad bli dai? Amar Rami Bar, Amar Rav, and that Rav says ad sheyivlu sifso seche milomar dai. That I'm going to give you so much blessing until your lips will be worn out from saying enough. Look how much good we have. So if we do this, we separate Trumas and Masros, we will have plenty. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, I think we're going to continue. Let's make a time. Let's do it 8:30, because tomorrow there is a